Yo, yo, what's going on, big dogs? Welcome into another episode of Adams Plus One. Episode 93, we've got Andrew Eck joining the podcast. Andrew's going to be joining the podcast every Thursday night to give us his best bets of the weekend. You surely won't want to miss this. Let's dive in. You have five games that you really like this weekend. Going to turn it over to you, sir. Where should we be putting our money? Give us the rundown.
Yeah, so the things I love are the stinky underdogs, the teams that nobody's gonna want to bet on. I still struggle betting on Carolina. I did last week, and they came through for me at the end. Almost came out with the W. But the game I really love, one of the five, I might give you a six one just for you. Everybody's going to the Super Bowl, unstoppable. Cleveland's trash. It's hard to win on the road in the NFL.
Very.
NFL games are one score games. They talk about KOC and his record, or Mahomes and his record in one score games. Like, every game's a one score game. So I don't know how, I don't know why, but I feel like this is going to be a one score game. The Browns offense, or the Browns defense, is really good.
Very
We
good.
know Jordan Love likes to give you a couple shots,
Can
turn the ball over a couple times.
When we look at that game, where's the money on? Where's the sharp money on that game?
Please hold. It's still early, so it's kind of hard to look at right now, but it's 53-47, so it's still pretty early. But I would expect the line to go up. So, like, by Sunday, it's because you have like the key numbers. You have 3, 7, 10. Those are like the key numbers where it kind of sits at. So it's at 8. So I could see it going up to, eight and a half, 9. But that's a game I'm definitely taking. That's a stinky one. Nobody likes to bet the Browns.
All right, beautiful. That's a good one. That one stood out on the on my confidence pool. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm probably gonna ride with the Packers. I think I hit. Well, I already put them in. I think I went low though, lower than I would have normally.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the NFL. Like, you think you know what's going to happen. Like, you listen to all these people, like I listen to all these podcasts too, like talk about, oh, this and that, and this offense versus this defense, no way they're going to stop them. And it's like Miami Dolphins first possession score a touchdown on the Bills. Like, the things just happen.
Yep.
And so I love that game.
Okay. What else you got? What's next?
Another game I love. Texans plus 1.5 against the Jags. Vegas is it's kind of a stinky line. I don't know, like the Jags just haven't looked good, and Vegas is telling you that they're the better team. I mean Jacksonville could be 2-2 and 0 if they didn't like completely collapse against the Bengals. That was like a total Vikings loss by them. Like, that's something the Vikings do.
That was something the Vikings or the old
like,
Chargers, the Chargers pre-Harbaugh Chargers.
the backup comes in and like leads them for a touchdown drive at the end of the game. But I don't know. That's just like a stinky line to me. Like, I feel like I don't think the Texans are as good as people thought, but I think they're better than the Jags. I think the Jags are bad, and I don't know. They're 0-2. They gotta win. They're not gonna go 1-3. I just feel like. Let's see where the money's at. I think that the money's more on the Jags. The sharp money's on the Texans, which, I'm a sharp MBD. Just kidding. Like 60-40. So I expect that to be higher, like during game time. Just because
I like
Texans have
the
played primetime games.
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just think, and maybe this is just me, like there's no real data behind it. But like when you lose a primetime game, it's just like in your face. It's like you're betting against like the average bettor who is like, oh, this is what I just saw. The Texans can't move the ball. It's like how many were watching the Jags game on, the noon slate? Probably not many. But
Right.
so I don't know. I like that game. I think the Jags, or I mean, I think the Texans can. Their defense is really good.
Very.
Trevor Lawrence is going to give you, he's going to get to the red zone and throw a couple picks. Like, that's just what he's going to do. And I don't know. I just think the Texans are going to win.
I like the
I like
Texans in
that
that
game.
game too. I do actually, and I actually like them a lot because the reason is kind of what you hinted to. I love the Rams and I love the Bucks. And I thought the Texans gave both teams all they can handle. In fact, if you look at the game against the Texans and the Rams, the Texans were about to score and that guy had a sick punch out, remember? That was they were driving
Yeah,
out.
yeah.
Then against the Bucks, man, they had Baker on fourth down to win the game and he got out of it. So they were about a play away or so, I thought, from beating both of those teams I like. But then the Jags, I just can't get over the fact that they had a 7-point lead against a backup quarterback and he threw three picks and they
Yeah.
still lost. Like, how does
Yeah,
that
and
happen?
it's just like,
How do I compute that, right?
yeah. And I think it's interesting because you look at like the Cardinals 2-0, like, are the Cardinals good? It's like, well, they played the Saints and the Panthers. The Jags beat the Panthers. Like, the Panthers are bad.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess we'll find out, if they're good. I mean, I don't know.
Plus, Drew, I think the Texans, we'd have to look it up. I was thinking about this when I was doing my confidence pool. I think Stroud has owned CJ. Maybe I'm wrong. Or sorry, Stroud has owned CJ. Stroud has owned Lawrence, which I know that's not saying a lot, but feels like he's at
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's not saying a lot.
least two in 2 years. I want to say he's 3-1 against him. I can't remember the loss.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, they've owned the division the last couple of years. I
Yeah.
just don't know if Stroud's good.
Yeah, I know you're not
That's
big on
like
Stroud.
my hot take. I was like, do we know Stroud is good? He had like his rookie year was good. Last year he was not good. This year he's been bad, but he's also played good teams. He's played the Rams and who did they play last week?
Bucks, but he had
Bucks,
two throws in the red zone that just didn't make any sense. The out and up was
Dude,
open. The fourth down
like
throw,
he
that
doesn't have time. He doesn't have time, but even when he has time, he's inaccurate. I'm like, what? I don't know.
beautiful mechanics though. Beautiful mechanics. He's got nice tight throwing motion. Everything looks good, and then the ball is just not where you
He
want it.
might just be bad.
Yeah, maybe he had just had a one-hit wonder year. And by the way, this was said. This is kind of funny. The only above 500 team that he's beaten on the road, do you know who it is
Yeah.
in his career? Which is funny, of course, this would be my guy. He beat Burrow on the road.
Burrow,
It was the year that
yeah.
Burrow ended up hurting his wrist. They were like the Bengals were
Yeah.
like 5-3, and then he beat him on the road. So,
Yeah.
okay, so you like Texans in that game. The
I
one,
like
the
the
one.
Texans, yeah.
All right, what do we got
I like
next?
the Texans. So I thought about, I really wanted to bet the Panthers again, but it's like there's these teams that are just so bad, and it's just you like put them on the quad box, and you're like, why do I do this to myself? Like, I just can't. So I passed on it. I might add it to the card. Later, like 11:50, added to the card. But love the Steelers. Steelers on the road against New England. The betting public is all over the Patriots. 85% of the money's on the Patriots. Love that. I love Pats came off a win, Steelers came off a loss. That's like me and one of my other buddies, Vlad, we have like these tiers of like how we bet games, and like one of them is like what they do last week. Because what they did last week probably won't do this week, but like the squares are like, oh, they scored X amount of points. They're going to do that again. It's like, no, it's the NFL. Like, teams adjust. It's hard to win. So, I don't know. I like Pittsburgh. I think their offense, like their defense isn't as bad as they've shown, and their offense is better, isn't as good. So they're like a pretty good team. I think the Patriots are just, I don't know. I think they're
Not sold
still kind of bad.
on
Yeah,
the Patriots.
no, their defense is bad. Their offense, like Drake May, is he a guy? I don't know, maybe, but they don't have a lot of weapons.
Steelers on the road. And it's interesting you say that. I feel like that you I know you have rules in betting. So as we do these more, people are going to hear your rules. So that's an interesting one. When a team's coming off of
Yeah.
a win, another team's coming off of a loss. I have a question while we're on this before we go to the next game. Do you have anything in there where it's like, but when it's a team like a Buffalo, or let's call it like the Ravens, the guys in the top tier,
Yeah.
right? Even when they're coming off a win, are you different with those teams because
Yeah,
they're
I
not
mean
consistent?
I bet on Buffalo yesterday or yesterday, last week against the Jets. Because I think the Jets were laying 5.5, and I was just like, I mean the Buffalo, but like this would be like a system play, like, oh, the Buffalo Bills just came off an epic win against the Ravens, like fade them. But I was like, I don't know. I thought the Jets played really well against the Steelers, and their offense isn't that good. Like, I think they're just going to get smacked by the Bills
And you were
if that's what
right.
happened.
3 points. It was 30-3 when I looked up.
Exactly. So yeah, there's definitely times like those elite teams. It's kind of like in college football when, because I'll do that same thing in college football. It's a little bit more unpredictable. I mean, it's not like tried and true method. But the whole goal of like taking spreads is you want to get at least 52.4%, you know, so it's just over 50-50. And so like the higher level bettors try and get 54, 55%
Gotcha. Okay, next game.
win rate.
Oh, sorry. No, sorry. Go ahead. You were still going. I thought you were pausing there. You
No,
gave
no.
me a
So I was gonna
pause
say,
look.
like in college football, it's like kind of the same thing when you have like, you know, Alabama when Saban was there. It's like, well, they're favored by 40, but they're still gonna beat them by 60. So just take them anyway. Like the spread can't be high enough. So sometimes like the Ravens, especially in the regular season, get that way where they have these huge spreads. You know, the Bills are favored by 12.5 today. I actually took the Dolphins today.
So you like that first drive?
12. Yeah, I was like, oh, here we go.
That's points.
Because my buddy was like, dude, I've been burned by them twice. I can't take them again. And I'm like, dude, this is the stinky bet. Nobody's taking the Dolphins. You got to take them.
What's
No, they're.
interesting that you're talking about stinky bets are when you got to take them. You're texting. We text. So Andrew and I are best friends. So we text all the time. We don't stop texting, but we also text like every second of every game at noon and all the way Sunday. So
Yeah.
we're texting. And dude, Drew, I couldn't take it anymore, man. I had to turn that Panthers game off because it was so frustrating. And as
This is
soon as
so
I turned it
bad.
off, as soon as I turned it off, you text me, "Are you watching this Panthers game?" And I'm like, okay, I gotta go back to the quad box, right? Like I was trying to kind of narrow it down to one game, and that interception really helped you get back in the game, I thought. That Murray interception, that flail up in the air.
That's the
Crazy.
thing with these big spreads too, is like you get these backdoor covers, you know? It's like it's not even a game. It's like a three-score game, and all of a sudden, you know, score touchdown, defense is like playing prevent, whatever. Get a backdoor cover.
Yeah.
But it's hard. But anyways, next game.
Next
So
game, what we got?
we didn't really talk much Pittsburgh Pats. I don't know if you have any thoughts about it, but
I'm with you.
you
I'm with
watched
you on
much
that.
Drake May.
I like the Steelers. I'm not a big Drake May guy. I don't and I know they don't have a lot of weapons either. I'm not a big Drake May guy though.
Yeah, he hasn't. I don't know. They haven't really beaten anybody. It just seems like there are a lot of like, oh, the Pats could be. It's like Brady Belichick, that's long gone. Like, what have you done for me lately? You know.
Yep. What do we got next?
Sorry if I sound terrible. I'm in my flu game right now, but
All good. Flu game.
we're fighting.
You're
We're fighting
delivering.
through
You sound good over here.
it. Next game, you'll like this. Rams at the Philadelphia Eagles. Rams by 3.5.
You got to
Love the
love.
Rams.
You love the Rams. He loves
Love the Rams. That line doesn't make sense to me. You know,
3.5 is
like,
high.
I thought 3.5 was low.
Oh, you thought it was low.
Because, like, they say, like, 2.5 to 3 is, like, the home field advantage. So home field advantage has decreased over the years. So it used to be 3. Like, if Vegas thought teams were even, it's 3. Now it's more like 2.5, but, like, you know, whatever. You still use 3. But, like, 3.5? Rams? I don't know. They haven't looked. They're 2-0, but they haven't looked great. I don't know. I think the Eagles aren't that good,
That's what I think. Yeah.
and 72% of the money's on the Eagles. Like, sign me up.
Yeah. I think the Rams are going to win straight up, honestly. I really do. I think the Rams have a lot of confidence going there because they should, I don't want to say they should have, but they had a really good chance to beat him in that snow game if Kyron Williams doesn't fumble. But they're a team, I think, Drew, that they should be able to look at how they matched up last time. I think the Eagles got a little worse since last time they played, roster wise, right? And I think the Rams, their defense was young, so I think it's gotten better. The offensive line's healthy. Stafford's healthy. I wouldn't be shocked if they beat him straight up. I mean, we saw what Hurts did against the Chiefs defense. The Rams defense is better. I think they're gonna bottle them up. They gotta stop Saquon, which I don't know. DVOA wise, have you looked at DVOA for the Rams or the Eagles? Like, where are we at with that?
No, I haven't. I'll look it up real quick.
Okay, you look it up. Because I know, and talk about that too. When you're looking at matchups, especially like I know you love the Ravens, and You have an interesting love-hate relationship with the Ravens, by the way. I get a lot of text messages in the offseason about how everyone thinks the Ravens are the best roster, but they are the DVOA darlings, aren't they? They seem to
Yeah,
be.
they are. I mean, they've had some of the best DBO rankings in the history of the stat, and the stat goes back, I don't know how long it goes back, but it goes back a long ways.
And remember, the old heads don't love they don't love acronyms, and I feel like it's only fair to give them the meaning of DVOA. Is there a way that you'd explain that in layman's term, Drew?
Yeah, once again. So DVOA is basically it takes into those defense adjusted value over average. So it takes a look at like who you play, and then the success value of each play. So like if it's 3rd and 4 you get 5 yards, that's successful, versus 3rd and 10 you get 5 yards, that's not, right? So it compares, it adjusts based on opponent, based on the opponent's offense, defense, special teams, DVOA. So it's more about efficiency, I guess. And then takes into account the opponent versus, like, because we could talk about like, oh, the Cardinals are 2-0, but they've played the Saints and the Panthers, versus the Texans are probably, I don't know what the Texans are in DVOA ranking. I need to sign up for this again. I haven't signed up. But Green Bay's 1. Jacksonville's 8. That's pretty high. The Rams are 2. Philly's 12.
Are we talking overall or defense or offense right now?
Overall, yeah.
Overall?
Overall DVOA. I have to sign up. I'll sign up for the thing. I'll have more information for you next week.
For sure. I looked up at ChatGPT too, right? Think of DVOA, basically what you said, efficiency with context. Here's a good example, right? If the Bengals offense has a plus 20 DVOA for their offense, that means they're 20% better than the average NFL offense after adjusting for the defenses they faced. So that computes with everything you said. It's basically it's a good way to just not just look at raw stats and add context.
I mean, and no stat's perfect. We talked about that, before too. No stat's perfect. So you take about DVOA, completion percentage above expectation, success rate, take all those into account. And then you always have the good old eye test. But the Ravens have always been really good at DVOA, because they have a really good offense, they blow teams out, and they have a really good defense. Rams plus 3.5. I kind of love that. I don't know. I'm like kind of as I was talking, I was like, do I love the Eagles? It seems kind of like a, I don't know. But I'll go with the Rams.
If it goes up, is there a spot in this game where if that line got bet up, like let's say if the Eagles end up at 4 by kickoff, by before kickoff, would you feel better about taking the Rams? Because then all the Rams have to do what is three a field goal, right? You'd be safe if they
No,
lost 7-30.
I think 3 is the key. 3 is the key number. So if it like went under, it went to like 2.5, I would be more concerned. But like 3, 3.5, 4 isn't too big of a difference.
Yeah, that's true. 3.5 to
So as
four
long as it
is a big field
stays
goal.
over 3, a field goal game, I'd be okay to take them. But who knows? Maybe the Eagles come out and they just, offensive explosion. I doubt it, but.
Yeah, I'm gonna doubt that. Hey,
Just when
did you
you
know,
think
by
you
the
have
way,
things figured out.
here's a stat for you. Jalen Hurts has attempted the tush push more this season than he's thrown the ball 6 yards down the field.
Yeah, he had like what? He had no completion over 10 yards until that
Until,
deep ball at the end, right?
yeah, which we talked about, kind of don't love that because you sell out and you just made the decision for him. Throw the ball up in the air. That's what he did. He caught it. To his
Exactly.
credit, throw it up in the air, let the guy go get it. But
Yeah, guy caught it. But yeah, I don't know. I think the AJ Brown, when they start losing, it's going to be a problem. But anyways, next game.
next game.
How many was that? 3?
Yep, you got three. You're fours on deck. We've went through to recap. You did. Your game one was you love the Browns. Game
Love the
two,
Browns. That's
love the
probably my
Browns.
favorite game of the
That's your,
week.
you're so happy about it. I can tell. You were so, this
I
guy's
should have made
smiling.
that 5. I should have made that
Yep.
5.
Browns, then you took
Yeah.
Steelers over the Patriots. And then I think we just did Rams and the Eagles. So I think, what do you got next?
Rams. Oh, and Texans. So 4.
Texans, four. Oh, you're right. Here comes five then.
Four. So number 5. We talked about these teams a little bit. Jets plus 7 going on the road at Tampa. kind of love the Jets here. Tampa, big primetime game. They played two big games. I don't know the status of their offensive line, but they're kind of hurt.
They are beat up. They were getting beat up in that game too.
Yeah. And just love to run the ball. I don't know. I just see, again, blown out against the Bills, embarrassed. Tampa, big win in prime time. Oh, things are going to stay the same. No, this is the NFL. They don't stay the same.
Agreed. And you also, I like to factor in with what you've said, right? Coming off a win, coming off a loss, one on prime time, and then you add in, I don't know how. Here's a question for you. When an AFC team plays an NFC team, they don't see each other often. So
Yeah.
that's different too. Not only are you going to get unscouted looks, there might not be as much crossover there.
Yeah.
Familiarity.
And I don't even say like the Bucks are going to lose. Maybe they win, right? But it's I think it's
Seven.
always it's not always, but there are blowouts. But I think it's closer than people think. Like people are going to be like, the Jets? No way. You know? It's like they keep it close.
Fields playing? I know he had the concussion. Do we have any news on that?
As far as I thought. I don't even know who their backup is. Who's their backup? You know?
No. I just know he had
He's
concussion, so
old.
I mean he's in the protocol, right?
You can edit this out.
One day ago. Justin Fields injury. Here we go.
I mean, the fastest you can get back after concussion is weak, so.
He doesn't have a game set. Okay. Well, hey, that's all barring, I'm sure, if he plays. If he doesn't play, you might, depending on the backup, you'd probably stay away from that, or would you
Oh,
go?
I got on ESPN. He says he's out.
Yeah, see, that's
Expected
interesting,
return
though.
is next week.
Yeah.
Well, dang. Guess
Dang.
I'm gonna have to take it up. Injuries, I just never know.
Yeah, it's a there's too much variance there that you can't.
Yeah, that's why I stayed away from the Bengals Vikings game.
There's two now.
Yeah, I mean
Oh,
it's three. Commanders Raiders. I was gonna take the Raiders, but it's like. You're getting 3.5 on the road. You don't know if Jalen Daniels is going to play or not.
yeah.
That's a game I would like the Raiders.
Jaden didn't
Three and a
practice
half.
today. He didn't practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's.
He's got a knee injury. All right, so we'll take that off. Good, because I had six for you. Now I only have five. You're going to love this one.
Let's hear it. Oh, I know where we're going. We're going to Chicago, aren't we?
I hope we sure are.
Just lay it on me, brother.
Chicago, home dog.
Don't tell
Plus
me.
1.5. Let's go.
You love these guys this week? Is it because they
I
got embarrassed?
love the Bears. I love the
Really?
Bears.
Oh, man. Okay, let's hear it. Sell me.
Bears have looked absolutely terrible.
Thank you. I agree.
I mean, you would know. We've been watching the games. They look god awful. Cowboys, big win. That was like one of the best games of the year. That was a
It was.
crazy game.
Neighbors was unreal. Unreal.
Yeah. And Cowboys defense, real bad. So if there's any week that you're going to get right after you just got a 50 piece put on you, it's this game.
Right.
At home, it's hard to win on the road. It's hard to win down the road. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. It's probably pretty nice, actually. It's only
Still nice over
let's
here, probably. Tom Brady's on the
But I
call,
mean,
right? Maybe Tom Brady. Hey, you got to be careful in these meetings this week because Tom Brady. Bears got the Raiders
Tom
next week.
Brady, Ray's got the Raiders.
The Bears got the Raiders next week, and they asked Ben Johnson. They said, "Hey, do you have to be careful when you talk to Tom?" And I love what he said at the press conference. He's like, "It's not like I'm gonna be sitting with Tom and saying, hey, there's this look that Caleb doesn't do well against." And everyone started laughing. But so you like the Bears? What's the Bears looking like on the DVOA? You got that up? I'm curious.
Yeah, I'll be
It
pulling up.
cannot be good,
I
Andrew.
mean, it's probably like second to last at this
Second to
point.
last, I'd imagine.
It's last, absolute dead last. Yeah,
It is still early on DVOA, though. Hey, it's still early.
yeah.
Only
So
two games.
there's a DVOA that's a total, and then there's like a not a prorated. What's it called? I can't think of the name. But anyways, they take the last, couple weeks.
Oh, they'll do like a trailing 3 weeks
Weighted.
when
This
we
is a
have more time.
weighted DVOA. So the
Okay.
last couple weeks are weighted heavier than the first week. So like when you're week 14, weeks 13, 12, 10, 11 are weighted heavier than week one and two,
Because your team's
but
changed too. Yeah, no doubt about
yeah,
that.
exactly. So I mean,
You got
It's
a
still
bonus?
early.
You got a bonus of college football? What about college football? That's
Okay.
NFL. We knocked out a bunch of NFL. Give me one college before we wrap this up. Love a college game.
Yeah, hold on. Please hold.
Please hold. He's looking.
Oh, I love my army. Clemson minus 16.5 looks juicy. Nebraska at home. Kind of don't hate that.
Mahomes look-alike.
Dang, Auburn's catching 7 on the road at Oklahoma. That's
Oklahoma,
crazy.
that's a they're are they do they are they top 10 now? I know they won. They were like
They're
13.
11. Yeah,
They're
they're
11.
11.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about hey, how about that Florida game, dude? Dude, that
Yeah, it's
kid,
crazy.
Drew, those are
Midway
some of
through
the
five
worst.
picks.
That was some of the worst interceptions. One of them, the safety like jumped across route, like, hey, that's a heck of a play. But some of those picks, Drew. That guy at Florida, they were talking, I forget his name. I can't, you got his name? What's his name? Florida's quarterback. I keep
Who?
calling the Florida's
Florida
quarterback.
Lagway? DJ, I think
Lagway.
it's like DJ Lagway. Yeah.
Lagway. He was lagging on that game. I think his connection was
Yeah,
slow.
he was slow.
But the college quarterbacks himself, Sellers has been, I guess, okay. But man, my boy
Yeah.
Klubnik
He got
too.
hurt.
Oh, he got hurt?
Yeah.
What? This just shows, guys, I'm an NFL fan. I try with college. I'm trying to get into it, talk
Yeah.
to this guy about it, but
I appreciate it. I appreciate the effort.
I play the video
I don't
game.
know, I kinda love Florida plus 9.5 at Miami. That's kind of sexy.
Oh, that does sound nice. Miami's got our boy Beck, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he's
Hell,
actually looked
Beck.
really good.
Really
He's looked
good.
really good.
That guy stayed in school
That
long enough to
elbow
look good.
might have been a little. That line makes no sense.
What's the line there?
So Illinois is plus 6.5 at Indiana. I feel like I need to take Indiana on that. That makes no sense.
I thought
Illinois,
Illinois is high ranked higher.
they are. They're ninth.
And what's Indiana?
19th.
And Indiana's favored?
Yeah, I don't know if there's an injury or something. Doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense, yeah. Even on the road, you would think it would be. College football spreads are much different though, right, Drew? Like we're talking,
Yeah.
it looks way, every time I look, it's way different than NFL. NFL is pretty easy to follow.
Yeah, I mean the yeah. You have to like the totals are way different. Like the I was looking at the totals. I'm not a totals bettor. I haven't figured that out yet. But I used to just take Iowa and the under every game because like the under would be like 24. I'm like, doesn't matter. It's gonna be like 6-3. But these totals are like in the 50s and 60s. But in the NFL, it's like 43, 42.5. You know, it's like there's no way it's not gonna get over 42.5. Then it's
21 to
17
20.
13.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
exactly. I
You
like
got a college
Indiana
game?
minus 6.5. Yeah.
Okay, Indiana.
Indiana minus 6.5 against Illinois. That line doesn't make sense to me. That's like screaming, take Illinois.
Kind of cool seeing Indiana and Illinois be that
Isn't
highly
that
ranked.
weird?
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's weird. Hey, you want me to spoil the Dolphins game for you?
Yeah, please do. I was going to go turn it back on, but go ahead. Let's hear it before I go check
14,
it.
14.5. Ha ha!
Really?
The Miami Dolphins, when we talked about stinky bets of the week, this or the Cleveland Browns was going to be my stinky bet of the week, but I was like, oh, we're talking on Thursday night.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
Do
doesn't
we
make sense.
put these at Wednesday night moving forward, or is Thursday always going to work? Does it matter? Nope.
Depends on the rotation I'm on.
Okay.
This one doesn't really matter as much. We can do Wednesdays. That's fine.
Yeah, next if we do Wednesday, we'll keep a window. If Wednesday works, that way we
Yeah,
can
yeah.
get the Thursday game in there. That'd be great.
Yeah.
This is super fun. Yeah, no, I always admire. I mean, I tell you all the stuff I admire about you, but I love how much into betting you are because I would have never started kind of thinking about the game from that perspective until
Yeah.
you dove in. And I obviously don't act like I know everything, but I've learned so much, and it's fun because we listen to so many pods. I have my own pod. It's like
Yeah.
I listen to the radio, the score, and they just have people from Vegas or MGM just jump on 5 minutes. They just give their favorite bets of the week. And it's like, hey, I might as well have Andrew come on. We do this anyways
Yeah,
and have fun with it.
we do it in text.
Yeah,
Might as
yeah,
well
yeah.
do it on the pod.
Thank you for coming on. We had the X best bets heading into this weekend. Thank you, Andrew.
Let's go. Hey, you know what I was last week? Did I tell you? I don't
No,
remember
tell
if I
him the
told you.
record. I think you were 13-4. I think if I remember, I was 12-4
I
when
was
I was picking.
15 and fit. Hold on, let me check. Hold on.
Yeah, give these people the stats. Those are the stats that people
Yeah,
want to know.
dude. You gotta
How
get the
did you
stats
perform?
out. What's my NFL? So NFL, I'm 25-2, 25-12.
That's good shit.
Plus money.
We're going up. Hey, like this.
Going up.
Like this.
Yeah, hell yeah.